Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Living Donor Day. It's National Alcohol Screening Day. It's National Submarine Day. National Pet Day. National 8-Track Tape Day. It's also National Barbershop Quartet Day. My grandfather, my stepdad's dad, was in a barbershop quartet at one point. And finally, it's National Cheese Fondue Day. I wonder if the Melting Pot still exists. There used to be a restaurant. You know, I'm going to look it up. The Melting Pot. I'm sure it does. Because even if there are only a few locations left, there was one in Dallas. Oh, there's one in Tulsa, actually. Must be the closest one because Google's recommending it to me. It's interesting. I don't know that they were ever very big, but I know there was one in Dallas when I lived there. Oh yeah, they have a lot of locations. I wonder who they're owned by. I wonder if they're owned by the same company that owns Chili's and that sort of thing. They have Arizona, they have Kentucky, Oregon, California, there are only three locations, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Colorado, Michigan, South Carolina, Tennessee, Minnesota, Delaware, Florida, a lot of Florida ones, Boca Raton, Cooper City, Coral Springs, they have a couple in Missouri, some in Texas, New Jersey, New Mexico, Utah, Virginia, New York, Georgia, North Carolina, Washington, Wisconsin, Ohio, Oklahoma, Indiana, Illinois, and Idaho, Boise. And there's also one in Edmonton, Canada, if you wanted to. Let's look and just see what their menu is. Why don't we? Let's just look here. I don't really have anything to talk about. Let's just look and see. How do I get a menu? They have careers, community, contact us, franchising, history, press room, and shop. Why can't I get a menu? Well, I mean, basically you go there and, oh, here we go. I had to click on a location. View menu. Okay, here we go. Lunch menu. They have fondue in a flash, side salad options. You get a cheese fondue plus a side salad plus MP skewers. I don't know what that is. Oh, you get choice of grilled shrimp, herb crusted chicken breast, garlic and wine filet, teriyaki marinated steak. Yeah. And normally they come out raw and then you cook your own stuff, but maybe not in this. Because I don't think the cheese would be hot enough to cook something. So maybe not. they have sandwiches. They have salads. They have shareable bites for dinner. Maybe the dinner, 4-course dinner for two or a la carte. Let's see, shareables. So you get different dippers, rosemary fries, buffalo cauliflower, crispy chicken. They have churro loops, mochi ice cream. Yeah, I don't know. I think they just bring a big pot out. 4-course dinners for two. A 4-course experience for two, including your choice of cheese fondue, salad, entree, and chocolate fondue. Entree options are listed in step 3, entree and cooking style. Choose two salads. Okay. A 4-course experience for two, including your choice of cheese fondue, salad, entree, and chocolate fondue. Premium proteins and vegetarian items served with seasonal veggies. Prepare your entree in a fondue cooking style of your choice. So yeah, you do cook your own. It's $110 for two people. Yeah, so I think they bring it out raw and you cook it. But oh, the cooking style. Court bouillon, seasoned vegetable broth. You can do mojo, Caribbean inspired garlic, cilantro, citrus. Bourguignon? Bourguignon? I'm not really sure. European style canola oil, panko, sesame tempura batter. I wonder if they bring out the panko and sesame batter and you dip your own. Probably so. Or a cacovin, which is burgundy wine, mushrooms, scallions, garlic. Or cast iron grill. You can do, so that's not a fondue, but anyway. And then they have all kinds of different cheeses and fondues. Huh. I know that was way more information than anyone wanted to know about the melting pot. But there you go. If you like fondue, I think fondue was really popular back in the 70s. Yeah, you can do that. So I'm preparing for the trip to Florida. I cooked my throwing down dish tonight because I won't have a chance to cook while I'm in Florida. And when I get back, the next day is recording for throwing down. So I had to cook. So I had to go. And I was at work today. I was in the office today. And the time that I got off work at like 5 o'clock, it was raining so hard. And I did not have an umbrella with me. And so I had a hoodie, but it wasn't waterproof or anything like that. It was just a cotton hoodie. So I put my hood up and zipped up the hoodie and everything and like ran. But I park really far away, so I was just soaking wet when I got to my car. And I had to go pick up some ingredients at the local fresh market, the gourmet fresh market, because I needed orecchiette pasta, which I couldn't find at the local Walmart. And I also, there was something else, but anyway, I know they're going to have most things that I want at fresh market that are fancier. And so, but I was hungry when I went there because I only had popcorn for lunch. And so I kept passing things and going, oh, that looks good. You know, I had to go through the bread and pastries section. And I got bread, but only because I made the dish for throwing down was a pasta dish. And I need some sort of garlic bread to go with pasta. It's just a thing. And I found this artisan bread, very light and fluffy and lots of holes in it, very airy. It was like an artisan bread from France or somewhere. And it was only 100 calories per roll, which is good because I could have two of them and it makes me feel like I'm having more. And I got arugula and on the vine cherry tomatoes, because for some reason on the vine makes it seem like they're more fancy and they're going to taste better, which is probably not true. But somehow it makes it, they know what they're doing when they leave those things on the vine, because people are like, oh, fancy, it's still on the vine. Probably does absolutely nothing for it. And I found these little, I was walking through and they had these boxes, again, French. I think they import a lot of the specialty things at Fresh Market. Because these were little tartlets, little chocolate caramel tartlets from France. Or at least it said a product of France on the box. And I was so hungry, I bought the box. But they're individually wrapped and they're only 75 calories per tartlet. So not too bad if you just want like a little tartlet, you know, to soothe your or satisfy your sweet tooth or your craving for a little bit of sweetness. Only 75 calories, that can't be beat. And anyway, I got all that stuff, came home, and then I had things I had to do. So I had to work out. So I did my elliptical. And I did an hour and a half, and so I was able to watch two episodes of FBI International while I was, not FBI International, FBI Most Wanted, while I was doing that. And then immediately after I finished that, I started the water to boil because I was making pasta. And then I jumped in the shower really quick, got a really quick shower, jumped out of the shower, dried off, got dressed. And then by then the water was boiling. I was able to, it had garlic in it and tomatoes. And I added meat. The recipe didn't have meat, but I added ground turkey because I needed some protein, you know? And I cooked it. We'll talk about it on Throwing Down, but I cooked that. We ate while watching The Good Doctor, which I know Big Fatty loves The Good Doctor. And this is the last this is the final season of The Good Doctor. And the spinoff from Good Doctor ended up getting canceled before they did a pilot episode, and that was it. The Good Lawyer, and they canceled it because of, I think, the writer strikes and all that kind of stuff just soured them, and they canceled it. Because originally it had gotten picked up for a season, and then it just didn't materialize after the writer strike. Anyway, so we ate, watched that. We watched an episode of Loot, which is on Apple Plus. It's pretty good. It's got, I can't remember the lady's name, but she's a daughter of somebody famous. And I can't remember. And she's a comedian, and I can't remember her name. She voices one of the characters on Big Mouth. I don't know why I can't remember her name. And now I'm recording. Oh, I brushed Sydney as well, the dog. And now I'm recording. And I still haven't packed. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479 or text 221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.